Pennsylvania's charter school law specifies that the schools are meant to be laboratories for innovation. Teachers are given space to try new things and are supposed to share successes with traditional public schools. In the second installment of our week-long series exploring 20 years of charter schools in Pittsburgh, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story about the innovation model.
Miami, will you please tell us what happened on page 56 and 57, and really what happened all in chapter 5? Go ahead.
Erin Sandoval is sitting on the ground with a fourth grade class. She's an instructional coach with Propel Hazelwood. She asks one of the students to summarize a chapter from the book they're reading about pirates.
Long John Silver was trying to start a mutiny, so he found a stockade. And then they had their battle of mutiny.
A few students use hand motions while listening, giving a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
With what the other scholar is saying. And they can disagree respectfully throughout the lesson, but it helps them to understand that they need to collaborate and have a respectful opinion. So listen first and then agree or disagree. Add on, it's accountable talk.
That's Tina Checkin, CEO and superintendent of the Propel school system. She's observing the classroom in the K-6 school that opened 4 years ago. When the student finishes summarizing, the instruction coach acknowledges the hand motions.
Yeah, I feel like she included a ton of details about Chapter 5, and I really do appreciate the respect we have for silent power.
Hazelwood principal Lakeisha George says POWER is an acronym for Propel's core values.
P stands for positive attitude, O is ownership, W is working hard, E is a twin, excellence and endurance, and R is respect for all.
George says teachers use that guiding vision every day at Propel Hazelwood. It's a charter school funded with tax dollars. It has open enrollment but operates independently from the Pittsburgh Public School District and has its own independent board. The Pennsylvania charter law was approved 20 years ago with the guiding principle that schools would be centers for education innovation. They would be able to try new teaching methods and share successes with traditional public schools. Propel is the largest system of charter schools in the Pittsburgh region, with 11 schools currently and two more expected to open in the fall, bringing enrollment to 4,000 students. The first Propel school opened in 2003 in the Mon Valley.
We were putting into place a plan to create an organization that would have the scale and reach to actually have some systemic impact. And I think we've had that at Propel.
That's Jeremy Resnick, who co-founded Propel. He says Propel came from the desire to see if the charter law could be transformative for low-income communities in western Pennsylvania, giving families a publicly funded choice. Like many Pittsburgh charters, Propel boasts that it sets high expectations for students. It offers smaller class sizes and a longer school day and year than traditional public schools. The schools use team teaching, and administrators say they individualize curriculum for students with the goal of improving outcomes. Pennsylvania's charter law was, for the most part, a bipartisan effort when it was adopted, although Democrats and Republicans alike said the reform movement wouldn't save failing public school systems, but most agreed it was worth a shot. Resnick says the competition of charter schools has forced traditional public schools to improve.
I'm sure life was a lot easier before there were charter schools around and before you had to think about families actually having choices and options and as being powerful independent consumers of something that is available from more than one organization.
Jessie Ramey is a professor at Chatham University. She co-founded a coalition of Pittsburgh education groups called Great Public Schools. She points to national data that suggests that charter schools do no better than traditional schools in educating students.
In fact, scholars have concluded quite the opposite, that charter schools on the whole, are actually damaging our traditional public schools.
In Pittsburgh, a majority of charters are elementary schools. According to data compiled by Pittsburgh advocacy group A-Plus Schools, last year only one charter outperformed the district average in the third grade Pennsylvania standardized reading test. Three schools were in line with the district average, and two fell below. Graduation rates in the 11 PPS high schools ranged from 72 to 92% in 2016. There are two charter high schools authorized by the public school district. City Charter High School had a graduation rate of 92% last year, and 97% of Urban Pathways students graduated. Pittsburgh Public Schools Superintendent Anthony Hamlet has been to a few of those charter schools and met with leaders.
I would say there's nothing that's so innovative that's out there right now with any charter school that we aren't currently doing in Pittsburgh Public Schools or moving to and plan to make it happen in the future.
Hamlet points to the district's effort to create a community schools model that would coordinate social services for students. He also notes the district's move to using restorative practice as an alternative to suspensions. Those moves have happened in the last couple of years and took time to be approved by the union and the board.
Charters, they are non-unionized, so they can at will do different things. So sometimes when we look at our contracts, when it comes to certain things, we can't just automatically do them. Even though they may be evidence-based best practices, we have to go through a process to get to certain iterations of that.
Vasilius Skoumis has been CEO of Manchester Academic Charter School for 19 years. He says that large-scale sharing of ideas didn't happen because of bureaucracy.
There's some misinformed board members. There's misinformed union that just kind of, no, we're not doing it. We're not working with charters.
Hamlet and charter school administrators say there's really one main reason the schools aren't intentionally working together. Here's Skoumis.
It comes down to some people thinking, oh, they're just taking our money. We don't want anything to do with them. We're not going to listen to them.
Nearly everyone with a stake in the matter agrees that funding has created the tension between charters and traditional public schools and is the source of why they haven't deliberately worked together in 20 years. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.